It's like, what time? You know what? What time does Matlock air in South Carolina? I don't know. On weekdays, that'll be, and he watches Big Brother, so maybe he's an afternoon napper. Maybe he's one of those. What do you call that? Where you break your sleeping up? You sleep like 4 hours in the morning, and then you sleep 4 hours in the evening, and then you still get 8 hours of sleep. You just break it up into two.
I don't know what you call it.
There's a name for it. There's a name for that type of sleeping. I could ask, but because this new microphone stand makes so fucking much noise, I can't type. All of that for Matlock. All right, so we're going up on the 5th to do Friday Fatties. We're going to stay there. We're going to stay in Charleston that night, Friday night.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Trademark Daniel Brewer.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4626. The BFO for Monday, the 3rd of November, 2025. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Gonna tell you about my weekend, and there was something in the Villa mailbox. Members, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, did you remember to fall back? Yes, Big Fatty, it's lovely. Just lovely. Y'all, well, it's just absolutely perfect. Dear Gussie, y'all, the 1st of November. November is here, and you know what that means. It is time to put up your grandma decorations. Big Fatty, you're already on the way. Here, Gussie, y'all, did you remember to download Ruination, the early years? Y'all, it's the new little show Big Fatty puts out on the weekends. Yes, Big Fatty, it was lovely. It's, yes, looking forward to more. Y'all, we had a weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. First of all, I'm embarrassed. I received a testimonium from Blonde Guy Jay when he listened to the Full Right little show. And y'all, I am sorry to report that Blonde Guy Jay says that Scott in Northern California, y'all, evidently he passed away back in September. Well, in September. I won't do that because this is serious. But, and y'all, I don't know how I missed that, but I did. And my condolences to his husband. I think his husband's name was Mark. And y'all, I didn't know, and I didn't know if I didn't know, I didn't know how many of you may not have known either. So anyway, we'll still celebrate Scott in Northern California's life every year. But y'all, it's just kind of a wake up call that you never know. You just never know when it's going to be your time. No, Big Fatty. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you Thursday when I recorded the Full Right little show, y'all. It was Big Fatty getting ready for Gay Crema. Y'all, we had, I had probably close to 400, maybe 450 pieces of candies. And y'all, my first trick-or-treater, y'all, it was just a little two-year-old. And y'all just bright eyes and dressed as a teddy bear. And I told his hats that that Big Fatty had been a teddy bear when he was about that age. Oh, did you go see Big Fatty's picture? Did you see the picture over there on the BFO for right? Yes, Big Fatty, and we saw the new artwork for Ruination, the early years. We did. And but y'all, the first trick-or-treater came at 5:15 p.m. in the afternoon, and by 6:45, I was out of candies. Y'all, it was absolute bedlam. And y'all, you have to time it just right. So when you get down to like a half a dozen pieces of candies and you've got a quick break, you shut it down. Yes, Big Fatty, shut it down. Kind of like what we want you to do with the little show. No. anyway, so we shut it down. Granny and Durwood and the Nip were here. They were watching Big Fatty hand out the candies. And, of course, the Nip, spent all of his time critiquing everything. Oh, they're not appropriately dressed for trick-or-treating. They're breaking the rules. They should not receive candies. And, they're too old to trick-or-treat. They should not receive candies. And I'm like, well, you could go to your house and not give anybody candies like you're doing right now. Y'all, we had appetizers for our supper. Big Fatty, I think I mentioned that I had the shrimp cocktails. The Nip had... barbecue chicken pizza pies, and Granny and Durwood brought, what did they bring? They brought sweet and sour meatballs and baked chicken wings. I guess they did them in the air fryer or something like that. for dessert, y'all, I had cheesecake, and I'd made a little stencil just a circle, and then I sprinkled orange colored sugars. Big Fatty, like Donna sugars? No, this is like Dixie crystals. Oh, okay. And let's just see. And y'all, I've just received a testimonium from old Vader that he is available to record the LFC at any time. Y'all, he'll just have to wait. This is much more important. Yes, Big Fatty. Then I had little dark chocolate morsels that I decorated the eyes and the nose and the mouth of the pumpkins. And so we had that for our dessert. And, you know, we just had a lovely evening, chitter-chatting and everything. Y'all, I did go out on Fall Right and did a final count on the number of houses in Fat Acres that had Gay Crema decorations up. Y'all, the final count was 203. Big Fatty. Whatever. That's just crazy. It is. And y'all, then on Saturday, y'all, I got up, and I've done my nipple walking and everything, and I came back and had the sports ball on all afternoon. Y'all, I took down all of my Gay Crema decorations. And y'all, and by the way, my ghost, you know, it was the Crema tree covered with the sheet with the ghost face on it. I had it lit up in the background. And y'all, I had probably half a dozen adults say, oh, that's a great idea. So y'all, I think I won't be the only one with a ghost crematory next year. Big Fatty, well, y'all, that sheet came off. That ghost went flying away. Yes, Big Fatty, like Casper. It's true. And, or like Aunt Tappy's ghost. Well, you know, y'all, did you hear old Aunt Tappy had a seance? Oh, yes, Big Fatty. She's known for communicating with the dead. That's why she's always talking to the old stink pot. It's true. But anyway, let's see. What was I saying? so the... y'all and Saturday morning, I had the crematory, the stow and grow. I made it grow big. Hey, that sounds vulgar. Y'all, it was lovely. It's lovely. I hadn't decorated anything yet, but y'all, I'm this week is gonna be decorating week. Y'all, by the way, Mr. Cackle, y'all have been giving him a hard time. Big Fatty, I thought that was Mr. K's job. Well, that's a different kind of hard time. But anyway, y'all, he has got his tree going up. Y'all, by Monday morning, y'all, it'll look like Jack Frost has vomited in Nappy Knolls. But anyway, I'll take my time and do it during the week this week. And anyway, and then Saturday night, Durwood and I, y'all, we had our first program of the North Charleston Pops Concert Series, and y'all, it was a night at the Oscars, and y'all, they had a red carpet and a lady interviewing people, and y'all, Big Fatty wore his sequin jacket to the event, and of course, she wanted to talk to Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then when she was on stage talking to the audience about the program, she says, "Oh, I've seen many of you in ball gowns, and I've seen dressed as Elphaba and Galinda, and of course, we can't forget Big Fatty in his sequin jacket." Big Fatty, you silly. But y'all, she really did do that. But y'all, it was a night at the Oscars, and y'all, it was just all kinds of movie music. Y'all, they have a girl, Elena Flore, Flore, and y'all, she sang "Somewhere Over the Rainbow," popular. I gotta be popular, and then "Defying Gravity." And y'all, she is absolutely magnificent. And then she came back and sang "Never Enough" and "Skyfall." And y'all, it was just an absolute delightful program. Y'all, it's just Durwood and I going, and y'all, we were able to change our seats, and y'all, they're perfect. They're on row F, right in the center. Right in the center, y'all. We the only way it'd be perfect is if we were sitting on the stage. Big Fatty, they wouldn't allow that. No. Of course, you know, the time fell back on Saturday night. Y'all, all the automatic mechanicals worked just fine. I had to move back the microwave and the oven and the clock in the guest bedroom and the clock in the guest bathroom. And I think that was it. And y'all, I'm not sure. I may have to move back Earl Grey, but I'm not sure yet. We'll report on that a little bit later. But anyway, y'all slept like a baby, and y'all didn't wake up until right around 7:30 a.m. in the morning. It was daylight, and y'all, I'm laying in the bed. I had just been awake for a few minutes, and the nip, I hate this time change. The sun has awakened me, and I am now unable to go back to sleep. Well, you know, well, do like 99.99999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999 more medications. so anyway, and y'all, then Sunday afternoon, I've done my nipple walking and fix me a little brofkas. I had cheese toast and bafrin for my brofkas, and of course the coffee. And then, y'all, I've just been doing little things around the villa. And now I'm recording the little show. And, y'all, that pretty much has been my weekend. Yes, Big Freddy! I got something from the Lesbyterian Delivery Service, and y'all, I really wasn't expecting anything. I was thinking to myself, what did I order that I don't remember? And so, y'all, I've cut the top off the thing, and I reached in, and there was a gift, a message in there. It says, something to keep you busy while on the turl from Moose. Well, Moose, can't wait to see what this is going to be, but Big Fatty, yes. Oh, it's it's, y'all, it is the Advent calendar while you poop 2025. And it says, turn every shit into an adventure. 24 days of puzzles, games, and laughter for a royal Advent. Moose, thank you so much for that. Y'all, that's more than 25 things in there. It's every day has a list of several things for you to do. Okay. Well, Moose, thank you so much for that. I can't wait. It might as well be Crema. November the 1st. And y'all, then I got a card. Y'all, it's a postcard. I don't know what in the hell it is. But it's from the Convergence Station in Denver, Colorado, and y'all, it's from Miss Bacon, and it says, Fart and the Gang, this place was meant to be enjoyed under the influence, but glad we went, maybe return after I retire, after some under the eye practice. I don't know what that means. LOL, Oy Vey Bacon. Well, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for that. Under the eye. I think she had eye surgery or something. Maybe that's what she's referring to. But Miss Bacon, thank you so much for that. And y'all, congratulations to Miss Bacon, because she's a Dodgers fan, and they won the sports ball, and my condolences to the Northern Mexicans for the Blue Jays coming in second. Oh dear, I got to see in the sports ball. But y'all, now it's just the brown ball and the orange ball and the hockey ball, the puck ball. Yes, Big Fatty, the puck ball going on now. I think Steve the Tater likes that. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, it's the first week of Crema season, so don't delay. You hear that, Burries? Brian and the Burry? So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at The Mix, and Daniel, what do you think the Nip said when he saw the time change?
Trademark, Daniel Brewer.
That must have been a hidden microphone. You know, other people may have said that too.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.